This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Democratic candidates for NY23, Max Dellapia. Max, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for this opportunity to talk to your listeners.
Hey, Max, thanks for joining us. And first off, how's the campaign going?
It's going well. It's a daily activity. I'm trying to cross every county in the district back and forth, and we've been doing that repeatedly throughout the get out the vote that started the day after the special.
Now, Max, we talked with Nick Langworthy in the last segment, and you know, something he said, something that I've heard on shows we've done here on WBEN, you know, one of the main topics, one of the main issues is inflation. What is your message to the voters when it comes to inflation that we are seeing throughout the country?
Well, it's a complex problem, and it isn't just who's in the White House. That's probably the analysis you got from the last caller. But I would say that gasoline, for example, is a global commodity, and you can't separate that from what's going on in the Ukraine and the European Union. But my there are several things that are happening with inflation. One would be we had some issues with supply chain. And that is something that we can reduce our vulnerability to that by being strategic in the way that we, produce our goods. There are some things that are very key and strategically important to our national security. One would be our fuel. We should never be anything other than energy independent. That's one issue. I believe very strongly in that for strategic purposes. Also, battery technology and computer chips is another. There have been efforts in New York to invest in that strategic commodity so that we're not held hostage by foreign powers that may not wish us good. That's just a partial answer. I could talk for a little bit longer, but I think for your listeners, I think that might be adequate unless you think differently.
Max, let me just ask, you know, the Republican response to that would be, what about drilling here in the United States? You know, we saw that during the last administration. What would you say to that response?
I think that's an excellent idea. And in fact, the Inflation Reduction Act actually provides access to other parcels of property that would be open to drilling. I think that makes great sense. And I would urge our oil companies to do just that.
And on the battery operated cars. Now let me tell you this: if a battery operated car could have a range of 800-900 miles, you know, someone like me who drives a lot, I would jump in one tomorrow. It sounds like a cheap alternative, but that technology's not there. Do you think states like New York and California should pump the brakes until we have a car that has that kind of range or a faster charging technology?
I think this is a thing that's not going to, you can't turn the switch and have an infrastructure that fully supports electric vehicles across the United States. There is a plan in place to do that, but it's not going to happen overnight. Another thing that doesn't happen overnight is the cost coming down on electric vehicles. They are coming down gradually, but we need, if we're going to go toward that, we need to have the battery technology that allows us to have those longer ranges. We need to continue to do that research, but we also need to allow this transition to occur, not like a light switch, but rather as a transition that's carefully thought out, that we can have everyday people. You know, the people on the Main Street USA that can afford a car that can do that function for them. Because, you know, although a lot of people would like to have a brand new Tesla S, not many of us have that kind of financial resources to do that.
Max, another thing that's, you know, been brought up a lot heading into this midterm election is the Second Amendment. Part of your new district, part of the new district that you are running for is Chris Jacobs' old district, and he has proposed the Federal Assault Weapons Licensing Act. What do you think of that proposal, and what would you like to see done when it comes to the Second Amendment?
You know, I guess I'd like to preface it by saying, you know, I spent 32 years in the Air Force. I actually am an expert marksman, you know, in 9mm, 38 caliber, M16. And I think there are sensible things that we can do that can respond to both the people who are concerned about having the rights, the Second Amendment rights, but also to the families that want to keep their kids safe. And there are things that we can do that I think we can reach across the aisle and actually come to some agreement, like universal background checks. I think there should be no exceptions for the gun shows or for transfers between parent, family or friends. We need to look into people's backgrounds. And it needs to be multi-state. It needs to be fully funded, and it needs to be effective. There are other things like, certainly in New York State, you can't have detachable magazines. And large magazines, I don't think, belong on the street. You know, a 30-round magazine doesn't really make sense to me unless you're trying to outgun the police, and that's not something that is good for good order and discipline, I guess, in the community. But it's ironic that you can go just south of the border of New York and get whatever you need or want in Pennsylvania. So it needs to be a national solution, and we need to do that. I think we also need to have people take responsibility for their weapons and properly store them, and if they don't, and a child or someone is injured because of their carelessness, they should be held accountable and should have to pay for whatever damage is done. But you asked me a specific question. I guess my concern is the definition of assault weapon is a key issue. It isn't like, yeah, it's one of those. If you say every semi-automatic weapon is an assault rifle or an assault weapon, then that's virtually every hunting rifle on the planet. And that doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Max, another issue brought up, especially from the other side of the aisle, is the border. You know, again, Chris Jacobs, who part of this district is in the NY23, he went to the border regularly. He would call in with updates from the border regularly. What do you think needs to be addressed, and what can be done by the federal government at the U.S. border?
Well, immigration is one of the most, I would say, divisive issues in our country right now. I'm going to read a quote real quick. Ronald Reagan's last speech said, "While other countries cling to the stale past, here in America we breathe life into dreams. We create the future, and the world follows us into tomorrow. Thanks to each wave of new arrivals to this land of opportunity, we're a nation forever young, forever bursting with energy and new ideas, and always on the cutting edge, always leading the world into the next frontier. This quality is vital to our future as a nation. If we ever closed the door to new Americans, our leadership in the world would soon be lost." So, yes, there are problems in this country with our immigration system, and we need to fix them, but we should continue to open our doors to people from all over the world who want to join our great country. So how do we do that and keep the country safe? I guess that's the issue. I don't believe in open borders. I don't think most of my fellow community would agree with open borders. I want people who come here to be vetted, but I don't think it's appropriate or helpful to put someone who is fleeing and legitimate, fleeing danger in their own country, violence to their family, who have a legitimate claim to asylum, to a gauntlet of administrative stuff that is not fully funded, that does not provide them a way to voice their asylum claim, and merely puts them in a queue that's years long. We need to have people that are properly vetted. We need to have them be allowed to go through the normal process, but it's not there. And what we need to do is work as a bipartisan Congress to come up with something that works for the nation, our economy, and our national security. And that is something that has been attempted in the past all the way back to the 70s, and decade after decade, we push it to the back burner. And all we do is use lies and fear and basically demonize the people who are coming here with their families who are in really dire straits. And we need to be Americans, and the American dream has to live on through an immigration system that works for everybody and our country.
You know, you said bipartisan, and it seems like that is something that we see less and less of in Washington, D.C. The border, I think, is an example of that. You have, you know, one half of the country that says it's one of the biggest issues. And I'm not saying everyone on the other side of the aisle, but you have people on the other side that say it's not as big as some people are saying. And then you have, you know, one side of the aisle calling the other dangerous at election time. And if you don't vote for my party, it's going to ruin the country. Max, how do we get away from the rhetoric that we've seen from, again, it's people on both sides of the political aisle? We saw it from President Biden in that speech in Philadelphia. Here locally, we see it from our county executive on Twitter. How do we get away from that rhetoric and get back to, yeah, I disagree with you on policy, but we can still have a rational adult conversation, especially where I think we need to see that most in Washington?
You know, you ask an excellent question, and I am not only asking the question myself, but I'm trying to answer that question. So I think many in Congress now are motivated primarily by power, money, and ego. So that makes it all about them. It's destroying the democratic ideals that this country represents, and I want to make it about us and about you. So I believe that rather than poking each other in the eye and focusing on the things that pull us apart as Americans, we should focus more on the things that bring us together. And we can do that. But I think it's going to require essentially sending a different kind of candidate to Congress, somebody that's not motivated by power, money, and ego, but somebody that's a public servant, someone that cares about this country enough to put their personal interests aside and say, let's agree to disagree on this or that, what we need to. We'll never agree on everything, but let's choose one or two things that we can, in good conscience, agree to work together on and do something good for the country and good for the constituents who send us to Congress. That's the way we change the trajectory of this democracy, because we're in a vulnerable place right now. And if we do it iteratively and over, I think we can change the status quo and actually restore some confidence, hope, and promise in an institution that many feel has failed us.
Max, another thing that you brought up on your website, and you know, to some people in the district, this might sound like, what? Not everyone has broadband. But as you mentioned, it is an issue in rural America. What would you like to see done with broadband, especially in NY23?
You know, that's so important. It's hard, unless you've gone across this district like I have and tried to reach people Zoom call or something, you realize that a lot of people don't have it. And the problem is it isn't really monetarily something that a capitalist society wants to do, because you can't make a profit if there's just one guy out here and one guy out there. But literally, it is part of our infrastructure, or it should be, so that kids, you know, it certainly was pointed out in the COVID hunkering down times, where kids were trying to do homework on a computer and they had to sit in a parking lot at Walmart. And that should never be the case. It's something like electricity and the postal department and those things that we need for our kids to be small businesses and our farms all need broadband internet, and it'll make us more competitive and allow us to engage globally much better and prepare our kids for the future. So that needs to happen, and it ripples through the whole economy and also our healthcare, because we should be providing to particular people, particularly people in rural America that don't have nearby clinics or hospitals because they're closing down for a number of reasons, and we could get into that. But telemedicine is something that we could, if we had the will, to provide access to poor people and people in remote areas, and also pay for it, so that healthcare providers will do it and basically allow those people who are out in the hinterlands here in rural New York to have access to quality healthcare for non-emergent conditions.
Max, before I let you go, anything that you wanted to mention that I didn't get to?
Well, I just want to tell the folks out there, I'm here to serve everybody, Republican, Democrat, or non-affiliated. I spent 32 years in the Air Force to serve. We moved 10 times as a family to do that, and I will move to wherever I can best serve the district. And I'm looking forward to engaging folks across the district. I will say that I'm a little disturbed by some of the things my opponents said about my willingness to debate. I have asked for 4 debates, and I have offered him options. He says he's booked till the, you know, he's basically allowed one debate, and he has had the audacity to say that I refuse to debate him. I'm not used to dealing with people who are really light on the integrity issue. That disturbs me. I think the office and public debate deserves better.
Max Dellapia, running as the Democratic candidate in NY23. Max, we thank you for joining us, and we thank you for your military service.
My pleasure, and thank you, Joe, for your kindness in letting me talk to you this morning and talk to your listeners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.